Misty Stephens, MISTISTEPHENS. I'm the senior Heart Walk director for the Tulsa Heart Walk.
All right. Senior Heart Walk director. So obviously you'd be the right person to come in and talk about the Heart Walk.
I am.
So start by telling me a little bit about like the history of this. How long have we been doing this?
This is the 35th Tulsa Heart Walk. It actually started the very first year that they did the event, before I was born, was at the Promenade Mall. You know how there's that carpeted area and those little stairs, and they had about 100 people show up and walked in the very first Tulsa Heart Walk. And now we're on our 35th, and it's at One Oak Field downtown, and we expect close to 10,000 participants. So a big change in 35 years.
10,000 people. All right. So what is the goal? What are we raising money or awareness for? I mean, the heart. But talk to me a little bit about the idea behind the walk.
Sure. So the Heart Walk really came about as a way to get more people involved in the process. We have a lovely gala that raises tons of money, but it is exclusive to the people that can get tickets and be in the room for the event. It sells out every year. Whereas this event is really designed to get as many people, as many Tulsans as possible involved in the process. And so we raise money through peer-to-peer fundraising, but also through the support of generous companies here in Tulsa that make fundraising for the Heart Walk part of their culture in the spring. And what we're raising money for is first and foremost, research. So the American Heart Association has funded more research than any organization other than the federal government. The American Heart Association is responsible for advancements like CPR, the stent. So anybody who knows somebody who has a stent, that person is probably here today because of AHA-funded research. We've funded 13 Nobel Prize winners and really make that a pillar of the work that we do. In addition, we have community programming. Currently, we're teaming up with several other organizations to try to solve the food desert problems that we have throughout eastern Oklahoma, whether it's urban areas or some of those rural communities where the only access to food they have is the local convenience store that's maybe got some fried chicken and a couple of cans of soup, trying to work with them to provide financing, funding, opportunities to have fresh produce in their stores, or using mobile options to get fresh food where it needs to be to get it accessible to people in these communities where they don't typically have a Walmart or a Reser's nearby. So that's a lot of the work that you're seeing here locally.
And that would make sense because having a good, well-balanced diet and not loading up on carbs and salt and sugar, it probably lends itself towards better heart health, one would imagine.
Absolutely. So 80% of heart disease is preventable through lifestyle changes. And the American Heart Association is also the American Stroke Association. We are one entity. And stroke is a major factor in death and disability here in Tulsa. We have a very high rate of death and disability from stroke. And a huge part of that is processed food intake. Processed food is very high in sodium, and high sodium intake really manifests itself in high blood pressure, and high blood pressure is the number one risk factor for stroke. So it all perpetuates and creates a situation where you didn't even realize you had any risk factors for stroke. We call high blood pressure the silent killer because you often don't have symptoms, but then you've had a stroke and suddenly you feel lucky to be alive, but maybe you're disabled, you can't work. There are a lot of things that result from that that create stress on a family and on a community. And so all the work we're doing is to help local hospitals and care providers have the very best research and tools they need, but also providing the education and the access to the community so that they're making the best possible decisions they can make to improve their own health.
So heart disease continues to be one of the leading killers of Americans.
It's the number one killer of men and women in America.
Cancer gets all the sexy headlines, right? But heart disease is still slugging away and killing us.
Absolutely.
And you said 80% is preventable?
It is. And so that's things like healthy diet, getting plenty of exercise, not using tobacco products, maintaining your blood pressure, your blood glucose, your cholesterol. And then that other 20%, which is also critically important, is those congenital heart defects that are not preventable with lifestyle changes. So 1 in 100 newborns are born with a congenital heart defect. Some of them are really mild, and they may not even ever even know it happened. Maybe it's a teeny tiny hole in their heart that fills in, and they never have challenges. But it often can be things much more severe than that, that result in newborn babies being heart attack victims within 24 hours of their birth, undergoing surgery within weeks of their birth. And so the research that we're funding is really targeted at both sides of that, learning how to save lives of the 60-year-old that maybe is just now making those lifestyle changes and needs some support medically to be able to do that, but also how do we save the lives of these babies when they're still in the womb? How can we address those challenges then? How can we make it less invasive? How can we support those families having less trauma in the first few hours and days and weeks of their child's life? And so that's why research funding is so critical, is so that we can address both of those challenges at the same time.
All right. So this research gets funded by largely by volunteers who go out and do these walks. And obviously there are people who just simply donate to the organization. Great. Not going to turn that down. But if people want to come out and participate in the walk, do their part, how do they get involved?
There is no fee to come out and participate in the walk. We want everyone to join us, whether you've donated or not. We want your families to come. We want your pets to come. We're a dog-friendly walk. So downtown Tulsa, One Oak Field, will start. The gates open at 9. We have so many opportunities to engage with our mission. So this year, we have what's called a Mega Heart and Mega Brain educational exhibit. They are massive inflatable walkthrough exhibits so that you can learn about the heart and brain by entering them. And it's a really cool experience, and we're excited to have it here in Tulsa for the first time. They're coming up from Houston to Tulsa, and we got a grant to be able to make this happen, and
That's
we're thrilled
awesome.
About it. Yeah, it's going to be really great. We have lots of other opportunities to engage around heart health as well. We're going to have our Zumba dancers out there teaching Zumba classes. We're going to have a Pilates class going on the lawn in the outfield. Lots of fun things. We have great opportunities for survivors. There's a special breakfast for them. They get to, for our child survivors in their little red capes, they get to run the bases. If you're a grown-up, you can also run the bases.
At One Oak Field, you can pretend to be a driller.
Exactly. So lots of fun things there. And then we start walking at 10 a.m. So we have our 3-mile walk through downtown. But if you've been downtown, it's a little hilly. That 3 miles, and it's looking like it's going to be about 80 degrees, might be a tough 3 miles. So we're lucky that Hillcrest Healthcare System is sponsoring our Miracle Mile Route. And that mile route is really designed for people that maybe they've been in cardiac or stroke rehab and they've worked up to being able to walk a mile. But it's also wonderful if you're pushing a stroller or a wheelchair. Maybe you've had a surgery recently and 3 miles seems like a little much. Or maybe you've just started your exercise journey and walking to the mailbox got you out of breath a couple of months ago. And a mile is going to be a big step in the process. We still want you to come out and experience that. We're going to have the union cheerleaders going to be out cheering people on. So we're excited to have them, because sometimes at that halfway point, you need a high five from a cheerleader.
Well, yeah. I mean, who doesn't need a high five from a cheerleader? I wish we had cheerleaders lining the hallways
everywhere.
Right now. That would be awesome. Okay, so this is Saturday.
It's Saturday. 9 a.m. is when gates open. 10 a.m. is when we start walking. And
both walks take off simultaneously? Or
at the exact same time. And it's not timed. That we always have like three runners that decide to run the 5K course, and they're welcome to do that. But it is not timed. There are no chips. Nobody gets a prize for finishing first. It really is a community walk. And this year in particular, we're lucky to have Community Care, Helmer & Payne, and QPSC be our top sponsors that are helping make this walk happen. We really depend on the generosity of the philanthropic corporations here in Tulsa. And we're very lucky. You know, when I talk to other HeartWalk directors in other cities about the support that we get from industry and organizations in Tulsa, they're always a little jealous because we have a great culture of philanthropy, and we're very lucky to have that.
We really do. And it's great to have great organizations like the American Heart Association take advantage of that in order to help others. I think that's awesome. All right. Well, listen, Misty, I think I got plenty for my little radio story. But tell me, is there anything else that you'd like to add before we wrap up?
No, I think that's all.
I think you did great.
Thank you
so much.
Of course.